Sweden is also struggling with a massive influx of migrants. Among them are children, 35,000 unaccompanied minors who arrived in the country last year. Once they're in Sweden, each young person is assigned a legal guardian, and some have been taken into Swedish families. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has the story.
The home of Freya Mai Frank and Hans Sick in the southern Swedish town of Karlshamn is very lively these days. 3 months ago, this couple in their 70s, who have grown kids and grandkids of their own, took in a pair of Afghan teenagers. Freya Mai says she was a refugee herself after World War II when her family fled Eastern Germany from the advancing Red Army.
That is what comes up when I see children that don't have their parents and they had to flee. Then I'm remembering what was happening to me when I was a child and how I got hope and desire to live again.
Freya Mai and Hans now hope to bring joy and stability to the lives of 14 and 15-year-old Novid and Mohsen, who traveled from Afghanistan to Sweden last year without their families. The boys are neatly dressed and polite and greet visitors with shy smiles. NPR isn't giving their last names to protect their privacy. Mohsen's impoverished family first fled to Iran to escape the Taliban. They used the last of their money to send Mohsen to Europe. Navid became separated from his family during their journey to Europe. He says there are many kids traveling alone. But you don't stay alone, he says. We traveled together and the older kids looked after us. We helped and protected each other from bad people like smugglers. For the first month after their arrival, Freya Mai says Mohsen and Navid just wanted to sleep and stay in bed.
And I recognized that they had to bring life again into their mind and into their body. They stayed in bed.
But now the boys are in school and beginning to learn Swedish.
That's a challenge, no doubt about it.
Hans Sik says he and Freya Mai felt compelled to help some of the refugees arriving in Sweden.
I cannot imagine living in a country where you have that less empathy, that you just let people go. I would not live in that country.
Hans and Freya Mai say some of their neighbors are also thinking about fostering migrant children. But the couple have also had to warn the boys that not everyone is so willing to help. Support for Sweden's anti-immigration party is increasing, and there's growing opposition in the country to mass immigration. Upstairs, the boys show off their bathroom and bedroom with its two single beds. On the walls is a map of Sweden and a poster of international soccer star Ronaldo. They say they chose to share a room and use what would have been a second bedroom as a sitting room where they can talk and drink tea. Mohsen says everything about Sweden is good, especially that everyone is treated equally. I ask how the boys feel when they lay down in their beds at night. Navid's response makes me regret my question.
When I go to bed and when I start thinking about my life, I remember my family and I don't know where is them and I feel very bad.
Freya Mai says despite their recent trauma, the boys are very normal, sweet teenagers.
Oh, they laugh and we feel good. And they tell us what to eat and what they love to eat, and they tell us, no, this is not good, and so on. And I say, try a little bit, because this is Swedish.
Freya Mai and Hans say it's really not so difficult to have someone living in your house and making them feel safe. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Karlshamn, Sweden.